Welcome back to the Fastest Known Podcast, where each week, of course, we interview some of the most interesting people on the planet Earth, and this week is no exception. I'm your host, Peter Backlin, and I am interviewing Buzz Burrell.
Well, interesting. Well, thank you, Peter. I think interesting is not highly valued. It doesn't mean good or bad. It just means interesting, so I can handle that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Nice to be with you, as always.
Thanks, Peter. And this week, of course, is our annual holiday gift guide, isn't it? Where all the things you can buy for under $25 from REI.
Oh, yes, of course. There's so many great items this year, so let's get right to it.
A little joke there. I think the reason you're listening to this podcast is because we don't do that. We kind of bring it to you straight. We give you the interesting information and the interesting routes. So I hope you were laughing along with us. There is no holiday gift guide. Instead, there is fastest known time of the year. It's coming up. Here it is, the halfway through December. And so as we have for the past, I think it's 4 years, we're going to be voting on the best FKTs of the year.
Right. Not just you and me, but a panel of voters will decide. But we have a large number of sort of nominees from the hundreds, literally hundreds of FKTs that happened in North America this year.
Well, let's just walk through this process. So far, as of 2 weeks ago, there were 630 FKT submitted in North America. Doesn't include Asia, Africa, a lot in Europe, a lot down under. 630 in North America. And we noticed a nice, somewhat equaling of the gender balance. It was started off heavily male. And now of those 630, 428 are male and 152 are female. So that's still a little imbalanced, but it's equaling out fast.
It is, yes, and I think one of the trends we can talk about is we're seeing more and more women do things on their own without men.
Right, indeed. Mixed gender teams is one of our classifications, and also there's a lot of, well, a fair amount of women doing things with other women, but I think Candace Burt kind of got the ball rolling in a certain sense last year with her Wonderland Trail, which she made a point of doing solo. And indeed, here we look at some of the, we made this nominees list, didn't we? Out of the 630, we crushed it down to about 40 so that we can really process this and vote on this easier. And of those, we see a lot of women here truly solo.
Yeah, I think it's a good trend. And also not just solo on some of the standard trail routes, but on some more technical routes as well, such as the Rainier Infinity Loop, although that was two women did that, but that's kind of, you summit Mount Rainier twice, so it has some technical difficulty.
Right, and then I like what Renee Jacobs did on the California 14ers. Colorado 14ers didn't get much attention this year, but she did supported style, which makes sense because you have to drive to Mount Shasta. She did all the California 14ers solo, and those are technical.
Yes, it's, several of them are technical, and it's actually the first time I'm aware of a woman doing the California 14ers FKT, climbing the peaks by herself. All the other women in the past have been accompanied at least part of the time by men, and, you know, almost anybody's going to want a partner on this because some of them, like you said, are technical and a lot of people are using ropes on these climbs. But she did it all the climbing on her own.
That's a good trend. So we have more women, more solo women, and the women doing some technical projects. But let's back it up one step here. What we're not seeing is the super classics like the AT. The PCT, right? On our top 20 hit list, that's top 20 per gender, there's no rim to rim to rim. There's no John Muir Trail. There's no AT. This is very unusual.
Yeah, no real big ringer. So I think the voting will be really interesting. Maybe the FKTs on those routes have become so hard that people are looking for other things, or maybe people are just branching out. Certainly, there are some super classic routes here, like the Presidential Traverse in New Hampshire and running up Mount Shasta and things like that. But like you said, the John Muir Trail, that's been a perennial classic, gigantic FKT, the Rim to Rim to Rim, the AT, the PCT, those aren't on the list this year.
They're not on the list at all. So as context, for last year, the winner, the women's winner, was Alessa Godeski in the Long Trail. Then after that was Wonderland Trail, Ice Age Trail, Trans Zion, Grand Canyon. And then for the men, of course, it was kind of easy, Carl Sabe on the Appalachian Trail, where he took 3 days off the FKT. And then Nolan's 14, Winter Colorado 14ers, John Muir Trail. I'm going to go back just one more year. In 2017, it was Darcy on the JMT, and then Stream Bean, Joe McConaughey on the AT.
Mm-hmm.
And these are not even on the top 20 list this year.
Right. So I think it opens it up for some people to learn about some different routes, and there's been some very fast times on some neat routes. We did have the Long Trail, which is super classic, on both the men's and women's sides. Unsupported records on the Long Trail.
That's the oldest long route. That's a really old route.
Yep. And the speed records on that go way back. To folks like David Horton and Courtney Campbell, you remember him. That is a classic route.
Yeah. So what else I'm seeing here? Well, actually, let's answer that question. Why? Why is that? So it's three things come to my mind. Why people didn't take a crack at some of the bigger routes. And it could be that they're just branching out, as you said, or it could be that, you know, they wanted to do other things. But I think the real reason is it's too hard, right? I mean, Carol's timing the AT. So, and of course, Jim on the Rim to Rim to Rim,
mm-hmm.
Et cetera, et cetera. And on the Francois Dion on the JMT.
Yeah, and whoa. Darcy on the JMT and Taylor Nallen's speed record from last year on the Rim to Rim to Rim. They're all really hard. So somebody wants to go do those things, they're going to have to put in a very serious effort.
I think what we're seeing is a maturation of our little niche here.
Could be, yeah.
The low-hanging fruit has been plucked.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and yet, there's, like I said, there's some super classics in the Northeast that have, you know, their FKTs have inched down over many years, like the Pema-Jawasset Loop and the Presidential Traverse, and even the Hut-to-Hut Traverse in the White Mountains. Some of the fastest folks in New England have gone after these for years, and they continue to get faster.
Right. Now the Northeast, New England is fun like that.
Mm-hmm.
These guys get after it.
Yeah, they throw down.
the reports aren't about blisters or chafing or navigation. These are cardiovascular. They're just mm-hmm. putting the hammer down.
Yeah, and reporting, you know, like broken wrists. Those are rough trails.
Yeah, yeah. That's an interesting trend. I like that. So when people see this, they're going to see a different list, and our process is going to be slightly different. This podcast, you are hopefully listening to this on Friday, which is, what day is it, the 13th, 14th, 16th? No,
today's the 18th, so Friday's the 20th.
20th, sorry. December 20th, this
Buzz
podcast.
Buzz is just retired, so he's just completely lost track of time.
Exactly. I got out of bed at noon today, had my cup of kombucha, got a massage. So on the 20th, December 20th, this podcast comes out along with, please look for it, an article on the website. And for the first time, we're going to show the nominations list. So again, 630, actually by now it's more like 650, were submitted this year. And we pared that down to an easily manageable 20 and 20. And then you're going to be able to see them. You're going to have a look at them. And the voters are going to look at the same list. So just to sort this out, it's not going to be public voting. I just technically we can't manage it. I think it would be a fun idea just to make it public. We're totally open to that, but we just technically can't deal with it. And so we are sending out to 30 people, and those 30 are going to vote, and that will be the FKT winners of the year.
And so do you have a process whereby if somebody out there thinks that we should have included in this short list of nominees something that we didn't, that they can propose it?
Good question. Because with 650 coming in, when we parse it down, we're going to, you know, it's subjective. It's not done by a computer algorithm. We're just looking at it. So we can miss things. So that's a great reason to put this out. So if you're listening to this and it is the week of December 20th, take a quick look at the list. And if we miss something notable, including something you did, please, you know, bounce it back in and we see if we can get this back to the voters for their consideration promptly. But it would have to be promptly because we don't want to mess up the voting. We can't re-vote. That would be bad.
Right. Yeah, so I guess you're going to have the list of our list of nominees on the show notes, and maybe also the list of those 600 and some odd things that were done. Some link to that.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I'll have to decide. I have 2 days to figure that out. Technically, we're recording this on the 18th of December, so I'll have 2 days to figure out if I can manage the entire list. I don't think so. I think that'd be too hard to manage.
Okay, well, I think listeners can search by FKTs by year.
Right.
So, or if there's something that you know about that you were super impressed by, just shoot us an email and say, why isn't this on the list of nominees?
Right, absolutely. That's how it should be. The website, if you figure it out, has tons and tons of information on it, if you can navigate it. So look at the article on Friday, and that'll give instructions and how to do that. And so to walk through the rest of the process is the voters have until the Christmas to submit their votes. And then I tabulate them and put it all together. And it's just an easy numerical. I mean, it's very objective from that point on, very objective, numerically tabulated. And that's the end of that. There is no behind closed doors dealing or maneuvering or subjectivity. The voters, you know, assign numbers, the numbers add up, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, I think it's very fair, and the voters are folks who are really into this stuff, so that's fun, including some past FKT of the Year winners, I understand.
Right, that's the new thing. If you are a past winner, you are a voter. That's good. And we're trying to make it geographically and gender balanced and age balanced. It's not. It still tends to be Western U.S. centric, which is too bad. But that's the people who are interested. And I've had people contact me already. Speed Goat emailed me yesterday. He said, Buzz, what's happening? Yeah.
Yeah, he's really into it, of course.
Yeah.
As he should. Talking about Carl Meltzer.
Right, right. And I should note, again, this is FKT of the Year for North America. There's also an FKT of the Year for Europe. And that's a separate topic that's coming after this. And we would like to do one for Asian Down Under, but it takes time and effort, which I have not wanted to expend, but that could happen next year.
Cool, yeah. And there, of course, now it's our winter, but for the Australia and New Zealand people, it's their summer, and there's a lot of cool stuff happening there right now.
Right. So people also ought to know, we're just updating everyone with the interesting behind-the-scenes info, is that submissions are coming in every day. Every day. I mean, at least one, sometimes two a day right now in the middle of December, and even for North America. And I like the one that came in 1 hour ago. And I read this, and I was a little confused, and then I liked your response. Peter's response, I'm giving you this here, I'm kind of spilling the beans on air. Your response was, what country is this?
Yeah, it was a root submission with very, very little information. So
help Peter out when you submit something. Otherwise, Peter's going to have to respond to you saying, as nice as he can. What are you talking about? But it was amazing. This stuff, this came in, this person is stoked, really into it. They're really into this route, and you couldn't tell what continent it was in. So information would be helpful.
Information is nice. And I'm, you know, I can usually track stuff down, but then that just takes me a lot of time. And if you're submitting a route, it means you really know it. I don't. So
why don't you? Know everything?
Almost, but apparently there's one thing at least I didn't know, because I didn't know where this place is, this person is talking about.
Right, right. But it is fun because things come in and we do know about it, and it's like, wow, that's amazing. And then, of course, as I've said on this podcast many times, go search out the routes, click on that fun map. If you're traveling, if you're going somewhere, you've got a bucket list of things to do wherever you go. Essentially, FKTs are highly curated by Peter, and unlike Strava, you know, Strava is like between two random mailboxes. It's, you know, very confusing. Well, these are curated. These are all worthy. We actually turn some people down.
Occasionally, yeah. I think people really do rise to the occasion with FKTs, and we don't get a lot of submissions that are between two mailboxes, but once in a while it just sort of doesn't make sense, or I can't figure out why it makes sense, and so I have to ask the person, why does this make sense as an FKT route? But most of them that are submitted are excellent, actually.
Oh yeah.
So
they're crazy. I mean, it's so distracting. You're looking at this, yeah. You go, oh my gosh. Oh,
I want to go there and do that.
Right. Yeah. And again, look at the article on the website, because the curated list, the top 20 for each gender will be there. And these are some of the more interesting routes, I think. And here's something else I thought of, Peter. This is different. This is different. Okay. Because this originally was a little bit modeled after the Ultra Runner of the Year Award.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed that immediately. We dropped the person. It's not about the person. So for us, it's entirely about the route, the FKT.
The performance, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very different. So you can look at this, and it's not about who this person is or what they did. It's about how cool is this route. Did they break ground? Did they do something different? Did they really inspire us mm-hmm. by what they did? But what if we came back as an addendum, an addition, the FKT person of the year, mm-hmm. someone who, not just the route, but someone who moved it?
Yeah. That certainly comes up this year, because there were a few people who really did move it. I think Jason Hardrath, for example, who shows up twice in the FKT of the year list. I think he did like 25 FKTs this year alone.
I think there's three of him.
That's probably three of him, but or he doesn't have a job or something. But
Jason has a job. Jason teaches PE at school.
Uh-huh.
So he's doing the Rainier Infinity Loop solo on a weekend.
Well, his stoke level is certainly very high, so I'm pretty sure you had him on the podcast.
Right.
And yeah. So, but yeah, I think 25-ish and counting, because he keeps turning new ones in. And in fact, he emailed us today with another two FKTs that he's planning to go after in the next week or so.
Right. This is December. So on his school break over the Christmas holiday, he decides he wants to run across Death Valley from north mm-hmm. to south.
Right. So these aren't, you know, crummy little trails somewhere. They're big projects, like, as you said, the Rainier Infinity Loop, the Cascades Trifecta. These are 1, 2, 3 day projects. The run across Death Valley, I think, is 160 miles or something, all off trail. So not trivial projects. He does a lot of scrambling projects. When we start getting folks like that doing multiple things per year, yes, this question of...
Right.
FKT-er of the year. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want it to be about the person. We like it being about the route. But then Josh Sanders comes up in my mind because he's from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone else is from either New England, not everyone, but a strong contingent from New England, then strong contingent from the Rockies. And here's a guy who lives in Michigan who just gets on planes. Again, he's got a wife and three kids, mm-hmm. and comes out here and just crushes and makes it back in time on Monday.
Yeah, right. People are really inspired, so I'm happy.
Here's another thing that we're going to... Oh, I should give the timeline. My apologies here. So I got partway through it. On December 20th, you're going to see the nominations list. The voters are going to see it. Then the voters have 1 week to get it back. And then I just add up the numbers. And then it's wrapped up on December 31st. And then, as we've done for the previous 4 years, I write an article coming up with pithy thoughts or clever things to say and send it to Ultra Running Magazine. And they publish it. I think that comes out around January 20th. But we will publish it as an article on our website probably a little before that. And we'll do our countdown. So mm-hmm. we'll come up here with our, on social, we'll kind of go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Which is what Ultra Runner of the Year does as well. And then we'll have probably 2, maybe even 3 podcasts. We'll bring in, you know, Tony and other people like that. Say, hey, what do you think? And mm-hmm. what'd you like here? And we'll discuss some of the funner routes. Because you know, when you read the stories in these routes, it's like you said, it's really inspiring. So that'll happen basically the first week in January.
So is this like the Oscars where... You invite people on the podcast and they don't know that they've won?
That's not a bad idea. I kind of like that. And the winner is, oh, me! We'll see. That's an excellent suggestion. I kind of like that. Something else that we're going to do for next year, 2020, is the premier list. We're going to introduce the premier FKTs, and there's a reason for doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it really has to do with the level of verification, and because some of the best routes, we really want to make sure that they're verified to a higher level of, to a higher standard, essentially, and that is to not only protect the veracity of the FKT, but to protect the athlete in case somebody were to, you know, question what the person had done. We'd really like to, so we're going to have more firm guidelines for certain routes. Things like the John Muir Trail, for example, where the FKTs are really tough. And if you go out and beat, you know, let's say Darcy's time on the John Muir Trail, You better have done it. And you want to make sure that you get credit for it.
Right. So it works both ways. It's not trying to be stringent. It's trying to protect the athlete, as you said. That's very important. So there's no hassle factor. This is very limited. I think the media likes to talk about this. They want some sort of cheating, some controversy. And there really isn't. It's really minimal. People just play fair in this mm-hmm. game.
Yes, very minimal. But, you know, when you've done something like this and your body is completely wrecked and you're back home, you know, a day later, you don't want to be reading questions about what you did. You want it to be solid. So
right.
We're going to give you guidelines. So you follow these guidelines. And if you don't follow the guidelines, that's your own fault, basically.
Right. And this will be for like 10 routes.
Yeah.
The premier routes. We'll put that on the website sometime in January. And you know what they are. It'll be... like you said, JMT, rim to rim to rim, obviously AT. And the technology is there now, so like, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Very easy, yes. And, you know, these are really guidelines that have been on our website since the very beginning, so everyone should be following them. But some people will, you know, for these routes, we really want you to be sure that you do.
Peter, looking at this list, and you have looked at this list, you alone of... everyone in the entire world has seen all 650 of these because this is not an automatic process. People mm-hmm. submit the form, but then you read through it, you straighten it out, you make sure it's good, and then you put it up in the website. What got missed? You know, what are people missing? So I'm kind of cluing people in for 2020. What should they be taking a crack at, do you think? I mean, not the JMT unless you are... Eliud Kipchoge, what are you seeing here?
Well, I doubt Eliud could beat the
You don't think you could do
JMT.
It?
JMT.
Okay, never
well,
mind.
Well, maybe they would run in that reverse V
yeah,
formation.
Yeah, that's right. They could do a V formation on the JMT. That would be different.
It would be tough because the trail isn't really wide enough for those guys. So your question is, what are people missing? And
It's, you know, the nights are really long right now. People are plotting and planning for 2020. What should they be looking at?
Well, I don't really have a great idea. What people should be looking at is what turns them on, and that's what always you know, the FKT thing is always about. So, you know, as you talked to Jared Campbell about planning, and you know, you're going to put that level of effort into something. It should be something that really catches your imagination. So what makes me excited when people submit something that I've never heard of, or they did something in a new way. I just love seeing that stuff. So
good call. Yeah. It's what moves you. Yeah. It's the same, isn't it? The ripest plums to pick are your own.
Yeah, I think that's what makes FKTs different from races. So that's what draws people to it.
Find your own meaning. And people are doing it. And you're right. You're so right about that. One year Alicia, I think. She was going enlisted in the Navy. She was going to go to the Navy. And so she walked the length of California, the California Coastal Trail.
Oh, yeah. Forgotten the name of that young lady, but yes,
she
was great.
That was so moving.
Yep, she had a wonderful
Natalie Larson.
Yeah, she had a wonderful trip report on it. It wasn't super duper fast, but she was the first person I think to do it, or at least report it as an FKT, California Coastal Trail.
Right, and then last year we were very impressed by Nate Bender with his Montana 12s. That was like no one had done that. I don't think anyone had done all of the 12,000 footers in Montana in 1 year.
No, I don't think so. And not that many people had ever done them in their entire lifetime. They did it in like 4 days or something. It was, visionary and a beautiful trip report again. And you know, it took him hundreds of hours of planning and research and going into the mountains.
But that's the good part.
Yeah.
He had to learn about his home state. Okay. So what about the holiday gift guide? Should we expect a holiday gift guide one of these years where the real intent is that people click on links and so we make affiliate money on the side and it's all just a total load of bull? Or what do you think?
We really should do that if we actually want to, you know, live and eat and stuff. But I kind of doubt we will, because
I doubt it.
It bores me to death, and you know, unless maybe we'll hire somebody who's really into that stuff.
Yeah, we could hire someone who can handle it. We literally couldn't do it.
No.
Oh, on April 1st, maybe I'll come up with an April 1st
holiday gift guide.
I could pull that one off. So stay tuned, team. In the meantime, if you're liking what you're hearing, if you're liking what you're reading, considering, you know, signing up for Patreon, considering making a little donation. As Josh said a few weeks ago, he loves it. He gets a lot of satisfaction from FKTs. And he, every time he does one, he just contributes a little bit of money, basically 1/5 what he would pay to enter a race. And so consider kicking a little bit at your behest.
Yeah, it really helps, and we appreciate that. You know, this is labor of love that we're doing, but it does cost money to keep, you know, lights on and people putting a lot of time into it. So, yeah, we appreciate that.
FKT of the year, stay tuned, it's coming up. It's going to be good.